Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Thanks everyone for joining us. We're glad you found the Keystone Sports Network, a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. That is our mission every week. We're here to accomplish it. I'm Andy Shea, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. The award winning. I saw that. I'm just going to put it out there.
Triple crown.
Whatever. But award winning. Congratulations
Thanks.
To you guys.
Thank you.
For all the good work. Ross Tucker, Ross the Boss, are a passionate third analyst on our on-air team. He'll be here and join us shortly. So let's get rolling. Bob and I are going to kick us off. We got some news and notes we're going to start with. Tucker's Tape, quarter number two. That's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Ross will continue his breakdown and analysis of the 2020 recruiting class. Quarter three, your questions ask Ross, is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And quarter four, yep. Our favorite segment, I think it's becoming Bob Flounders' 25 most important players in 2020.
I know. Who knows who we're going to get to this week? I think I have a pretty good idea that one of the people we're going to talk about is, I think Ross is going to have some strong feelings about him. I know I do.
I think we'll try and get to a few of those guys this week. We're going to do that in quarter number four. But before that, we're going to start with some news and notes. So let's start. Let's talk about Harrisburg. Three-star offensive guard, yeah. Nate Bruce, over the weekend. I guess it was Sunday.
Sunday.
He decommitted from Penn State.
Just getting ready to head out the door to a Sunday fun day. Pickle was already out. Greg Pickle was out somewhere. Took one last look at Twitter. Wouldn't you know it?
Not only is it a Penn State guy, it's a Harrisburg
local guy. So who, at the time that I looked at it, he was opening or reopening his commitment. A 2021 kid, really, really big, imposing guard, said he gave it some careful consideration. Penn State was still his top pick at the moment, but his recruitment was technically now open. So, I mean, this has happened before, and it's happened before with a Harrisburg High player.
Named Micah Parsons.
Named Micah Parsons. So we've been down this road before. So the story was written, and then it wasn't very much longer. Not much time had transpired then after that when I guess he had walked it back a little bit and said he is still committed to Penn State. I'm sure he had been in contact with the coaching staff, and I guess there was some confusion. But the way it stands as we talk about it right now is he is still committed to Penn State. Greg and I were actually talking about it a little bit. There were some other schools interested in Nate. I know that there's some other offensive linemen that Penn State's really interested in.
That's my thought.
And, when you commit early, you don't really get it. You really don't get to experience the whole visitation thing. You
Correct.
Know what I mean?
And right.
This is what we were talking about. You just wonder if maybe he wanted to, see some of the sites, or maybe there was some miscommunication between him and the staff. But the fact that he kind of came out and clarified it fairly early, I think
it was quick.
I think that will probably put this to bed. I think that if they were not on the same page, they got on the same page quickly. And I think Penn State made it known just how strongly they feel about Nate, and I think they're just going to move on from there. So it's just in this day and age on social media, things happen quickly. Brush fires happen quickly. Sometimes they get put out quickly. Sometimes they linger. I'm glad the resolution was quick, though.
The interesting thing, and this is the last point on that, is Penn State's in a numbers crunch now. A year ago, they were taking guys from the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff, and it was absolutely no problem. The scholarship number was not a problem. Now it's a little bit of a sticky wicket. So that's going to bleed over into recruiting as well. And this might have been a case of a little silence on the other end, a little that. But either way, he's still committed to Penn State, Nate Bruce. And we'll see if he takes it going
What's
forward.
A sticky wicket?
You never heard of sticky wicket?
Never heard sticky wicket in my life.
That's okay, so that's an
Have you, Bob?
I've heard of the phrase. I have an idea of what it is, but I want to hear Andy clarify.
So it's in English. Let me say something. It's this. Everybody who's listening, pull your car over or sit down. This is about to be the best minute of your life. Go ahead, Andy.
It's an English phrase.
Okay,
we gathered.
It centers around the game of cricket.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you, the object of the game of cricket is to take the wicket. So you're trying to take the wicket. When you get a little bit of a tight spot.
Cricket, wicket?
What is a wicket?
You have to learn the game of cricket. So it comes from the game of cricket.
How the heck do you know the game of cricket?
I lived in England for 4 years in high school.
Oh.
My dad was in the military, so I went to high school in England, an hour north of London. Don't ask me any more questions.
Wow. Were you all state? Did you make all state?
I made all Europe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did they have a football team?
We did. We played American football. Yeah.
I hope you made all Europe.
I was.
20 guys playing. It's like being all state in Delaware.
There were seven. It is. It was
Andy Hedge Fund.
It was the military. No,
they
Johnny Hedge Fund.
Different for you, for London. It's not Andy Hedge Fund. It's Andy Tea and Crumpets? Andy T and Crumpets.
Okay, so we're off the rails a little bit.
So sticky wicket means it's like being in a tight spot or you can't quite figure out all the details.
It's kind of in a tight spot scholarship-wise.
Scholarship-wise, they're in a bit of a sticky wicket. You know, they got the number, they're a little bit over, are they under? Whereas a year ago I was saying they had
room to burn. Any news on Ricky Slade, Bob?
Any news? No, not that I'm aware of in terms of where he's going to end up.
Like no visits, nothing?
I mean,
he didn't graduate yet, did he?
No, I believe he's enrolled at Penn State.
He is enrolled through the spring. He is staying at Penn State through the spring.
So will he graduate at the end of the spring to be a grad transfer?
I think he'll be close.
Well, at the very least, these credits will count to wherever he's going to go.
So then my question would be, if you're going to be there for the semester anyway, why don't you go to spring ball and see how the new offensive coordinator and maybe a new wide receiver coach wants to use you?
I mean, I'm not sure why Ricky waited that long to begin with, but
it was weird timing for how he waited.
It was a little
too
strange, but it's my understanding that he is enrolled. So
wow, okay,
and I know he's staying till the end of the spring semester for sure, and I think that's to get as close to graduation as possible. So a couple other news and notes moving on. Penn State's got five players coming to the combine. Starts next week. March 26th, they kick off in Indianapolis. So they have Etor Gross-Matos.
February 26th.
February. Thank you. Sure. Defensive lineman Rob Windsor. Change his name, by the way.
Sure.
Linebacker Cam Brown, wide receiver KJ Hamler, and cornerback John Reed. My question to you, each of you, is who's this combine the most important for out of the five guys?
Most important for?
Yeah. Who's the combine the most important for of the five Penn State guys?
Go ahead, Ross.
I would say Cam Brown and John Reed. For corner.
Corners
and you're short. Yep. You got to really run well. He's got to run well and
jump
well.
Yeah.
When you're a smaller corner, you got to really. And Cam Brown's tape is not that great, so he needs to show he's a freak. You know what I mean? Like
strength.
Like it's got to be like, dude, this guy's 6'5". He runs a 4.5.
Well,
like
agility and quickness more than strength. Because he's like sinewy. He's not. If you look at him, he's not really well.
He looks the same.
Yes.
He's always looked.
He's gained about, I think he only gained about 7 or 8 pounds at Penn State, or maybe a little bit more. But I saw him.
That is so hard to believe.
I saw him at the bowl game, you know, on the field before the bowl game, and he's slender.
Yeah.
So
that's why I was thinking.
Yeah, Windsor had the Senior Bowl, and I think you know exactly what you're getting with him. Hamler and Etor are either probably late first round, early second round guys. So I think everyone's got a good read on them. I'm really anxious to see KJ Hamler run because I think he can put up a number. I really do. And if he does, he's really gonna. I think his stock will really skyrocket.
Hamler's part of the NFL's Hey Rookie. They're following him around and doing him. He follows Sanders.
They picked the right guy out of the Penn State group.
They did pick the right guy. Did the NFL, is there a Penn State player that isn't there that should be there?
The athletics, I think it was Dane Brugler, said his most notable omission or the first linebacker on his list was Jan. So it's not just Ross Tucker who's endorsing him. It's I think a lot of people were anxious to see what he could do. And I do remember last year at this time, Dwight Gault said, that guy is an athlete. You don't really realize it because he's playing next to Cam and Micah, but his testing scores are really, really good for an inside linebacker. So I'm real curious about him.
Yeah, what I've heard about Jan is that, like, he doesn't have any one number that will really impress you. And his 40 time might not be great. But when you look at all of his numbers, you're like, wow, he's a pretty darn good athlete. Right. He's a better athlete than we thought. I was a little surprised he didn't get an invite. I was a little surprised Steven Gonzalez didn't. I mean, he started for... Three years?
3 years, yeah.
You know what,
yeah,
Penn
he was a starter
State,
at the end of his redshirt freshman year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so three I was a little surprised years. He did not get an invite, especially when they invite 337 kids, but it's tough.
Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We are your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. We never stop talking Penn State football. Quarter one, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're hitting on some news and notes. Spring practice starts in a couple weeks. In the last couple minutes that we have, I couldn't find the exact date when they're starting. We know when the spring game is. I would think sometime around March 3rd to the 9th, somewhere in that window for their thing. I wanted to know what's at the top of your list for Penn State in terms of fixes in 2020 going forward as they're about to start spring practice. What is the top thing that Penn State has to fix for each of you, please?
Yeah, they gotta find some receivers they can trust and that can catch the ball and can make some plays to take some pressure off of Freiermuth and the running backs. And if they find somebody to pair with Jahan Dotson, or they find two kids, that offense is going to be scary good. They are going to be absolutely, I think, top five worthy.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this in other quarters in different ways, but receiver. Obviously, they've got a lot of young guys. You know, when you look at the roster, there's a lot of young receivers. They've put volume at it, numbers at it. You'd like to think one or two of those guys will pop this spring.
Right.
And then on the defensive side, on the back end, it's really about, in my mind, as much as anything, all of those guys taking the next step. Castro Fields, then all the young guys, and them also figuring out whatever the mental errors or miscommunications were that gave up. You know, if they can't make a play on the ball, they can't make a play on the ball, but I just want them to be there to have a chance to make a play on the ball. There were too many broken coverages last year for a team that has college football playoff aspirations.
Mine is fix the tackling. That's it. Simple as that. So fix that tackling. That's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studios. Stick around. Tucker's Tape is coming up next.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.